Without further ado, bring on a good buddy of mine who has done some fantastic, magnificent work that I've known over the course of the last few years. That would be none other than Brandon, who goes by Scoop B. Robinson. He's the host of the Scoop B Radio Podcast and senior lead NBA insider at Bally Sports. Scoop B, what's up, man? What up, though?
What up, though? How you?
How are you, man? I'm doing outstanding. A little bit cold. We never know where Scoop B is at. We just know he's anywhere and everywhere, usually as long as there's a basketball being bounced somewhere. Let's ask this real quick. What is the whereabouts, or is it too mysterious for us to know where Scoop is at?
I'm in Dallas, Texas right now.
Oh, Dallas, Texas. Okay, so I know that they have a thing for calling Dallas the D. We call the D something a little bit different around these parts. A little bit different, but D, you know, it is what it is. Definitely want to, you know, invite you into, you know, the show and, you know, talk quite a bit of some NBA. And I want to start off here because I want to know if there's something that we're making too much of. And that is nothing other than LeBron James, who is chasing Cap. Most people know him as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the all-time record in scoring. We're hearing a lot about it, but it's not exactly equating into the how it affects the wins and the losses and all that good stuff that we're not exactly seeing from the Lakers this year. Is this being too much made of this, or are we not appreciating LeBron for exactly what he has done and what he's going to do later on this year?
It depends on who we are. I think when you look at LeBron James and you look at his body of work, the body of work speaks for itself. I think I just think that we have short attention spans, and I think it's we didn't see others do it. So I think it's to be determined. I don't know that I necessarily have a finite answer to your question, but I'm just enjoying what I see. And I know that LeBron is the face of the league currently, and I'm glad to see him do his thing in 20 plus years.
As I am too, and that's probably the best way that you could say it is. People just appreciating it, whether you're a LeBron lover, hater, because there's no in between. There's no gray area here, right? There's always LeBron haters or LeBron lovers, and sometimes it's hard to talk either of those, you know, people off of the fence. But the best thing to do is say appreciate what we do see out of the athlete, the basketball player, the person, the player that LeBron James has been, and just the fact that he's just one thing I'm always enamored with is just the ability to be able to keep his nose clean. You're not hearing about him with a whole bunch of negativity and so forth out here. I think is even better when you're talking about LeBron. I've been one that I've gone on to say, and I know people are going to always make the comparisons, whether it's him to, you know, Magic, or him to, you know, Kobe, and him to, you know, Michael Jordan, for that matter, dare we say, as to who the best player is ever and all these other different things. I've always been one to say, Scoop, that if not nothing else, he's going to go down as the most accomplished basketball player that we've ever seen. Is that fair? Is that pretty spot on?
That LeBron is?
Correct.
I think there's room for everybody to shine, and I think it's a matter of perspective. Shaq said this to me once on my podcast, Scoopy Radio. He said, you know, when you look at McDonald's, there's something on the menu for everybody, whether mm-hmm. it's the Big Mac, whether it's the chicken nuggets, whether it's filet fish, whether it's fries or what have you. And I think you really saw in Shaq's era, for example, at the big man position, there were different centers. You know, you had Shaq, you had Olajuwon, you had Patrick Ewing. You had just an influx of different big men that gave you something of everything, even Alonzo Mourning. And I think when you look at the greats, it's the same conversation. And I'll be honest, I also think that Kobe is not here to defend himself. Mm-hmm. I think the margin between Michael and LeBron is going to get that much greater. But I really do think that that is a fans' conversation. I think as a person who covers the game, we have our likes, our dislikes, our favorites, and ones that are not our favorite. I think that LeBron is such a special case because I think LeBron is a cross of so many different players. I really think there's pieces of his game that remind me of Michael. There are pieces of his game that remind me of Penny. There are pieces of his game that remind me of Grant Hill, Charles Barkley, Tim Duncan. There's so many different pieces of his game. So I really think that LeBron is more like a custom piece of art that we're enjoying. I think there's glimpses of Magic Johnson and Oscar Robertson as well, just his ability to pass. I think Kobe is the closest that we'll ever get to Michael, but I also think that we have to get out of just this constant comparing. Like, in music, Alicia Keys is so talented, but to put her in just a Beyonce or a Lauryn Hill box would be disingenuous. She's Alicia Keys. And so I think when you look at LeBron, I think he's special because he can do so many different things. The most skilled, I think he's definitely in the conversation, but to just give a final coating of paint and say this is it, I don't know that I can do that.
And if you guys haven't, you know, been paying attention, make sure that you go and check out my dude Scoop B, man, who's got all the swag, all the good stuff. I seen somewhere on posted on his social media. He's coming with the coat. He's got the swag. He's got the jeans with the boots and the this and the that. There's no way that anybody often imitated, never duplicated Scoop B joining us here. We're going to stick right here for a second with not just LeBron, but with this Lakers team who obviously makes a move earlier this week with, you know, Rui Hachimura picking him up, acquiring him, you know, sends Kendrick Nunn packing along with some other picks. How do you grade or how do you assess what the Los Angeles Lakers just did with that move and what we could potentially be looking at? Is there something different or something new that we should anticipate when we put our eyes on the Los Angeles Lakers with a Rui Hachimura now being added to this roster?
Well, I think, Louis, first of all, I think it was a good move for both teams. One, because for the Wizards, they have really put their trust or their thinking caps into keeping Kuzma, who's been borderline all-star, if not an all-star this year, Bradley Beal and more, Kristaps Porzingis. They just have to get healthy. I think Nunn is a good piece for Washington. It gives them another option scoring-wise that's consistent and kind of blends in more, I believe, with Kuzma and Bradley Beal than I think Rui would. From folks that I've spoken with, a lot of teams were calling about Rui, particularly because Rui didn't have aspirations of re-signing with the Wizards from folks I've spoken with. And, you know, now that the trade was made, the Lakers do retain his bird rights, and there's some things that can happen there as far as moving forward. And I really do think that that's a good fit for the Lakers. As I was saying, the Lakers do have his bird rights. They can go over the cap this summer and give him an extension. Los Angeles is a great place for not just for him to play, but his brand. 6'8", 230 pounds. It is definitely a dual threat at both forward spots, and he has familiarity with Thomas Bryant, as well as Russell Westbrook there in Los Angeles. But I think he'll complement LeBron well. I think one of the things the Lakers are missing is Kyle Kuzma in Los Angeles, and I think he gives them a Kyle Kuzma light aesthetic in Los Angeles. And I think that the Lakers are just they're trying to do two things. They need a 3-point shooter. They need someone that can defend perimeter guys on the opposing team and get scoring. I do believe that when Anthony Davis does come back, the combination of Rui, LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Thomas Bryant are going to be a good matchup, both offensively and defensively. I'm excited for the move, and we'll see where that goes.
A lot of people not having a whole lot of sympathy for L.A., especially when it comes time to making some of these changes in trades and acquisitions, because they've had their chances at some very young talent, whether it be, you know, Brandon Ingram and the Lonzo Ball and the Kyle Kuzma, and I'm sure that I'm missing one or two other guys between here and there, but definitely have a good feeling that the consensus would agree that, you know, adding some shooting is something that this team can certainly use. And you start talking about guys that have been injured and so forth. Talking about Anthony Davis, which is the biggest name there in LA in terms of that category. In addition to in this league, you know, you got a guy who's looking to maybe return. Maybe you have a little bit more information than we do here in terms of one Kevin Durant from the Brooklyn Nets, who in a perfect world would like to see his return be so that he can, you know, obviously make another yet another All-Star appearance. And speaking of All-Star, outside of the fact, I guess it's a two-part question. Excuse me for the bad radio. The first part is, how close are we potentially to seeing Kevin Durant return back in a Nets uniform? Because as we know, they've been looking good with and without Kevin Durant, and they look like they're getting ready to hit their stride here pretty soon. But by the way, are you going out to Salt Lake City? I'm gonna tell you right now, Scoop. Me spending this past week here in Michigan, as blistering cold as it has been, I'm not sure that I want to head out for Salt Lake. I've been there once, and I said I'll be okay if I never go again. But I'm really, really tempted to fly out. Are you headed out there?
I am.
Okay. Okay, good deal. Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll get a chance to, you know, kind of bump into each other if I find a way to get out there. I've got to warm up a little bit here first and make a stop through Florida or just somewhere, anywhere warmer. But as far as Kevin Durant goes, what's the latest on Kevin Durant and his return? Because I know he's just kind of, you know, itching to get back out there.
No new information. I do think that if he's smart, he waits till after the All-Star break, mainly because they're looking to compete for a championship.
Yeah.
And I don't think you should rush that. I think he's in a good space, and we'll see what happens moving forward.
Couple more questions for you. We got Scoop B here joining us. Check him out on Twitter. It's on social media, at Scoop B, S-S-C-O-O-P, and then B as in, yes, of course, the second letter of the alphabet. Or on ScoopB.com. Check him out there as well. Host of the Scoop B Radio Podcast, senior lead NBA insider at Bally Sports. I want to jump around a little bit. First, I want to make sure we hit home real quick here while we're in Michigan with the Detroit Pistons, who's clearly been looking like the worst team in the NBA, if not at the very bottom, somewhere relatively close to it. The idea of these teams that tend to, not saying Detroit is one of them, how do you entertain these ideas at teams that intentionally tank? You got a big name prospect, one that can change a whole franchise and organization and all these other things, and a Victor Wembanyama. Obviously, Detroit is currently in the sweepstakes to be able to land someone like him with that phenomenal ability that he has to be able to play the game. But they've got some really good pieces there as well. And there's some guys that have been kind of coming around on their own to try and make a case for themselves, getting themselves some time and some run in the Motor City. Looking at this Detroit Pistons team, where do you go next? Like, what is the one thing that's like, we know where we are right now, we're not proud of where we are right now, but here are the things that we're trying to do to get better? Where does that start if Scoop B is the one that's making all those decisions and so forth?
Well, I think if you're looking to build a franchise around Victor Wembanyama, they have the percentages that go in their favor. But honestly, when I look at the Pistons, I'm curious. I'm excited about their future. The roster they have has some guys that are of intrigue. Killian is of interest to me, and I think that you look at their just from observation, right? So the Knicks are they played the Knicks before they flew out to Paris, and you could tell that they weren't really competing wholeheartedly. But I think that I just think that people have talked about coaching, and I'm not all about, you know, discussing coaches moving, but I really do think that if they're building towards their future, Jaden Ivey and Cade Cunningham are a perfect start. And if you're able to keep Killian and you're able to, you know, move around with Sadiq Bey and some of those other guys, it's just a matter of just adding to the pieces to the puzzle. So I don't know that I have a quick fix. I hope they do get Wembanyama. I think Detroit is a perfect spot for them. But we'll see.
You know, mentioning some of these, you know, players we've heard about, you know, potentially Bogdanovich being on the chopping block, and, you know, Killian Hayes is starting to look better, and obviously you've got Duren, you've got Isaiah there, you've got I got to be careful when I say you got Isaiah there. You know, when you've got, you know, like you said, Ivy, Cunningham, Bay, all of these different players and so forth, we're going to definitely be looking forward to what Detroit Pistons are going to, you know, what kind of moves that they're going to make or how things are going to look when June's NBA draft rolls around and where they will stand in the draft. But I have a really good feeling that they are at least embracing the old Detroit Pistons culture. Just about two more minutes left here with my dude Scoop B. The last thing I want to throw out there is because, you know, my base as of right now is in Michigan, but my home base, home away from home, if you will, is Atlanta, Georgia. And there's been a lot of talk. John Collins, is that thing ever going to happen? And how do you even, you know, feel about all of the slander that it seems like? Can anything happen in Atlanta without Trae Young being his fingers pointed at number 11 and just, you know, how things have went? I feel like people have had higher expectations for the Atlanta Hawks when they brought in another star player like a DeJounte Murray. So how do you assess everything that's been happening in Atlanta, which looks like a crap show, a dumpster fire a little bit? And will we see John Collins get moved? How soon?
Well, I mean, the crazy thing about it is the Nets have salivated over John Collins for about a year and a half, 2 years. And Nicholas Claxton has played well. I'm curious if I won't say curious. I'm not sure if it would be in their best interest to mess up that chemistry. I know that the Pelicans have been salivating over him, and I'll add that they have the assets to do so. That move to the Pelicans would make the most sense. I think that it has to work for both parties. If I'm Atlanta, I look at Utah, and I look at the Pelicans as two places that can offer viable assets. But if I'm the Hawks, I feel as though the combination of DeJounte Murray, Trae Young, and others are definitely good pieces. But I think John Collins sees the bigger picture elsewhere. I think he'll get more touches elsewhere. I think his situation elsewhere would be so similar to me as Clint Capella when he finally left Houston. That's the best way I could describe it. Atlanta was a better fit.
Interesting.
And I think in the same token, I think the Pelicans as well as Utah would be viable on that end as well.
Host of the Scoop B Radio Podcast again and senior lead NBA insider at Bally Sports. Check him out at Scoop B on Twitter. Also, ScoopB.com. Do your part. Make sure that you go and check out this stuff. The dude is just flying high. No, we just got done talking about the Hawks, so I guess it makes sense. But dude's flying high and doing all sorts of really interesting, really neat, really just, you're talking about guys that's on the come up in this business. That I, you know, I always give credit to the people that I respect, and I definitely am a major supporter and big kudos to Scoop B. Scoop, thanks so much for joining the program on today and looking forward to catching up soon.
My man, I'll talk to you soon.